So our next presenter is Susan White. Susan is also a member of CROWS. She's president of the Friends of Sears Island, former associate director of the Maine Seed Grant College Program at the University of Maine, and she has served in leadership positions with several environmental organizations. Susan is going to address the conservation values of Sears Island, ecological features, opportunities for outdoor recreation, natural history, education, and tourism. Susan?
The first challenge is going through all the wires to get here, and then the next is trying to figure out the microphone that's going to work. Okay, Sears Island is a thriving terrestrial and marine habitat. Birders have reported more than 225 species spotted on Sears Island. The island is a hotspot on the eBird.org website and a gem of Maine coastal birding in the region, according to the book Birdwatching in Maine. Sears Island has been surrounded by eelgrass beds, especially on the western shore of the island, which is where the development would occur. Eelgrass serves as a nursery for fish, lobsters, urchins, clams, mussels, marine snails, and other mollusks. Once eelgrass beds are destroyed, they have a hard time coming back, and they take with them all the species that they nurtured. A recent exploration by the state showed that there was no eelgrass in the area of the proposed port development, but they didn't look anywhere else around the island. We are told that eelgrass fields come and go, sometimes quickly, so it's likely that by the time the wind port is built, eelgrass will have returned. Plus, filling 20 acres of the bay for the uplands infill area, which you saw in Matt Burns' presentation, will stir up a lot of sediment, and that the sediment could settle on eelgrass that is in the surrounding area, in beds in the surrounding area. And it would probably destroy it. It covers it up. This slide illustrates where the proposed wind port could be sited, overlaid on a map that shows a variety of wildlife habitat areas on land and in the water. It's an area of mostly dense forest that includes wetlands and many streams. A few years ago, visitors were excited to see a pilot whale swimming off the western shore between Mack Point and the island. There are many large legacy trees on the island, among the maritime spruce fir and hardwood forest, providing habitat to birds, mammals, invertebrates, and understory plants such as ferns, mosses, and wildflowers. The proposed port development would clear-cut 75 acres of these trees and then remove the soil and use it to fill 20 acres out into the bay, compact it there, to create the infill area needed to construct the wind turbines. And you saw on the diagrams in Matt's presentation the blue upland area, which that's the forest that would be cleared. The green area is the area that would be filled with the soil that's taken from the upland area, and that would be compacted and then used, as I said, to construct the wind turbines there. And then there's the key, out beyond there where things are launched, put together and launched. Vernal pools. Vernal pools are a never-ending source of wonder to kids in our Science Squad program. And we're always amazed by the sound volume when the peepers and the wood frogs start up each spring. Sears Island has become an important learning lab for people of all ages, but perhaps especially for children. The programs offered by Friends of Sears Island are extremely popular, providing a rich dimension to what kids learn in the classroom or in homeschool situations. During the pandemic, we created activity kits to replace in-person programs. Last year, we distributed 290 kits through the Carver Library right here in town, so that kids and their parents could discover the natural world together. We also offer a wide range of educational programs and guided nature walks on diverse topics. Last year, over 900 people participated in our programs. Students from colleges, universities, and high schools have been using the island for their research projects. And the schools come from not just Searsport and Bangor, but from inland areas as well. So far, these include Unity College, the University of Maine, and high schools in Searsport, Bangor, Buckfield, and Bethel. And we hope that this summer, Belfast High School students will help us with an eelgrass mapping project using their underwater rover. We're still in negotiations about that. Tourism, as you all know, is one of Maine's most important industries, and Sears Island has become a significant attraction for Searsport and the surrounding area. More people visit. Okay, sure. Is that better? Okay. So I'll start out there. Tourism is one of Maine's most important industries, and Sears Island has become a significant attraction for Searsport and the surrounding area. More people visit each year to hike on our almost 7 miles of trails, the maintained trails we're talking about, swim, have a picnic on the beach, bird watch, kayak, and in the winter, cross-country ski and snowshoe. I'd like to mention here that many people like to hike around the whole island, which is about 5 miles around. And if the wind port is built on the western shore, this will no longer be possible. Okay, Sears Island and on the Google. Okay, Sears Island has an impressive 4.7 star rating on Google. That's our claim to fame. All right, Becky. No matter where people come from to visit the island, they go home with great memories. And this is also important to the tourism business of Maine, not just of Searsport. How will the experience of visiting Sears Island change if the wind port is built there? There will be much more traffic over the causeway with heavy trucks and workers coming and going. It will be noisy during working hours as the massive floating bases are built. At night, the port will need to be lit brightly. There will be a crane that rises hundreds of feet in the air, higher than the cell tower that's out there on the southern end, and one that extends up to 800 feet tall. Will visitors experience the tranquility that they have come to expect on the beaches and trails? Will as many people visit the island, even want to visit the island, or to participate in our programs? None of this is known yet. But to me, it feels safe to say that the experience of visiting Sears Island will be significantly diminished if the wind port is built there. I hope you will give this some thought, talk with your friends, neighbors, and family about it, and decide what kind of future you want for Sears Island, which is, after all, our island. Above all else, go out and explore Sears Island, because it's truly a wonderful place any time of the year. Thank you.